Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa.
Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? How is Ramadan going for you so far? Have you had time to think of some good deeds to do around the house? It's easy to think that a good deed needs to be a grand gesture, something big so that it can be seen by many people. In fact, it doesn't. The best of actions are those that are consistent, that we can do all the time. Imagine if every time someone walked into the house, you smiled and ran to say salam. That simple action is a beautiful good deed that you could do every day. It would make the person walking in feel welcomed and loved. Okay, friends, let's start our Ramadan circle time with our intentions. Remember to say them with me. My intention today is to gather with you in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Beautiful. Now, friends, let's start our day with the positivity by thinking of one good thing that happened yesterday. Remember, it doesn't need to be a big thing. It just needs to be a happy thought. Here is mine. Yesterday, I went to visit my mom, and seeing her made me very happy. Now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. Before I start the story, I'm going to tell you a little riddle, and I want you to see if you can guess what it is. You can never really see me, but you see the things I do. In March, I make many breezes to fly your kite for you. What is my name? I'll let you think about it and tell you the answer tomorrow. All right, let's start our story. This one is about a girl named Sarah. Sarah was getting frustrated. She was frustrated and tired of how her life was going. She was just down in the ditch. She wanted to be a good sister. She wanted to be a good friend. She wanted to be a good student. But it seemed that she was failing at all of them. So she asked her father what to do. Her father told her to bring an egg, 2 tea leaves, and a potato. She collected the egg, tea leaves, and potato and gave it to her father. Her father then boiled a pot full of water and placed everything inside. He asked Sarah to watch everything boil for 10 minutes and then peel the egg, peel the potato, and take out the leaves. Sarah couldn't understand how this could solve her problems, but she followed her father's instructions. "I'm done," she said. Her father looked at her and explained. "Everything you brought was put in the same situation, boiling water. See how each of them responded differently. The egg was soft, but is now hard. The potato was hard, but is now soft. And the tea leaves, they changed the water itself." The father then asked, "When things are not going how you want, it's up to you to think how you will act. Now tell me, Sarah, are you going to be an egg, a potato, or tea leaves?" Let's think about this. As you grow, you will find that sometimes it feels like you are stuck. No matter how hard you try, things just don't seem to be going the way you want them to. It will be up to you to choose how you will face these hard times. Have faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never tests us more than we can bear, and that after every storm, there will be sunshine and a beautiful rainbow. Face hard times with a positive attitude, and I'm sure things will shape up before you know it. Take some time today to talk to someone you care about a time they felt hopeless. What did they do to change that feeling? Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.